AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A Delta Airlines plane has flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport, injuring at least 8 people. The airport confirms on X that the incident involved a Delta flight from Minneapolis. All passengers and crews have been accounted for. Paramedics say one passenger is critically injured. 7 others were also hurt. Protesters against President Trump and his policies have been braving frigid temperatures today. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House in Boston to City Hall. Emily Manning was among the demonstrators, saying she felt it was important to be out on President's Day.
American values are not the values of the plutocracy or the limited few rich people. American values are about what we are as a country all together. It's about inclusion. It's about working together. It's about checks and balances. And all of that, I'm afraid of being eroded with the current administration.
Some of the Boston protesters are dressed in Revolutionary War-style clothing from the 1700s. Harsh cold is hitting the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and northern plains. This comes on the heels of weekend storms that pummeled the eastern U.S. with floods, killing at least 13 people. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there's a big storm coming into his state.
It will bring a lot of heavy rain to East Texas and especially Southeast Texas, where we are monitoring for potential flooding situations in those areas. And then is going to come what will likely be the coldest weather event of the year. And actually, in some places in the state of Texas, it may be the coldest event ever marked in history in the state of Texas.
The National Weather Service is warning of life-threatening cold. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has the latest on Pope Francis.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will require further hospitalization after his respiratory tract infection presented a complex clinical picture. This will raise concerns about the 88-year-old's increasingly frail health. The Pope was admitted to hospital in Rome after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. A Vatican spokesman has said the results of tests conducted in recent days has indicated that the Pope is suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, which has required changes in his drug therapy. Scientists say these are caused by a mix of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. No time frame has been given for his hospitalization, but the Vatican has said the complexity of his symptoms will require an appropriate hospital stay. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.